It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. The Dolo White Podcast is powered by the Good Deeds app. Have you done a good deed lately? Download it today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. Here's a subject I never thought I'd do an episode on: women's hormones. However, 80% of women will struggle with some form of hormonal problem in their lifetime. And not only that, young ladies are entering puberty earlier than ever, some as young as 7 years old, which, of course, as a father of an almost 4-year-old, is hard for me to wrap my head around. Now, as I've said before, like you, I'm here to learn too. And even though I was a little anxious about this episode simply because I wasn't sure how it would turn out, it ended up turning out great, but not because of me, obviously. It's because my guest, Dr. Aviva Rahm, is simply amazing. Dr. Rahm is a Yale School of Medicine trained, board certified family physician with a specialty in women's health and obstetrics. She's also a midwife, an herbalist, and a mom of four, and somehow she found the time to write an amazing book titled Hormone Intelligence: The Complete Guide for Hormone Chaos and Restoring Your Body's Natural Blueprint for Well-Being. She's obviously much smarter and more organized than I'll ever be, so I'm just going to ask some questions and shut the hell up. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though. Right
here. A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat-out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else. Yeah. It's the Dolo White Podcast.
All right, episode 32 now of the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, along with myself, one of the foremost authorities on women's hormone intelligence, Dr. Aviva Rahm, thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me. I can't even tell you how much fun it is talking with men about hormone intelligence.
Well, I wanted to start here. I thought this would be a good place because this stat really stuck out to me. 80% of women are going to struggle from some form of hormonal problem, and young ladies are also entering puberty earlier than ever. Some at the age of 7, which my daughter's almost 4. That would give her like 3 more years, which is, I can't even fathom that. Do we know the causes of this?
Yeah. So yes, it's terrifying, actually. And I think that's one of the most staggering statistics. And let's talk about it too, because it's not just kind of equal across the board either. So we see in all girls, the rates of puberty at this age have gone up, but we see it especially, like, it's 26% of young African-American girls compared to like 16% or so Latina, and then less than 10% for white, but it's happening across the board. And we know that there's this just rampant exposure that we're having to what are called endocrine disruptors. So these are chemicals in parts per million. Imagine like taking one drop of blue dye and putting it in a full Olympic swimming pool. It's these tiny, tiny amounts, but our hormones work in these tiny, tiny amounts. So we're getting them, our girls are getting them before they're even born through things that we're exposed to when we're pregnant. It's herbicides and pesticides. It's the antibiotics that our poultry is dipped in that are used in the cattle industry to make the cattle grow big. We don't use antibiotics in the animal industry for food to make them less likely to get infected. We use it because it makes them grow big and fat faster. All that does is triggers cellular growth in our girls that leads to overgrowth and overproduction of estrogen. And there are other hormones that are at play in why 80% of women are going to experience some hormone imbalance in their life. But a lot of it is, you know, the biggest thing that's changed in the last 30 years in our culture is exposure to these environmental endocrine disruptors. And they're in our food, they're in our body products, they're in our water. They're just everywhere. And so learning the things that we can do to take back our health really includes learning how to avoid those things that are avoidable.
Is this just an issue here in America, or is this pretty much worldwide, or is it worse here?
Yeah, no, it's not worldwide. I mean, we're seeing it increasing worldwide, absolutely. But we use chemicals here in the United States that have been banned or were never allowed in Europe. So BPA, you know, when I was applying for my medical residency, I was interviewed by an endocrinologist, and on my application, it said that I was interested in studying the impact of environmental chemicals on reproductive health, because most of them have never, the EPA, the FDA, all these chemicals are grandfathered in. They've never been studied on women's reproductive health. It's insane. And so I had it on my application that this was an area of personal interest for me. And he said, Dr. Rom, please tell me you don't believe in that BPA crap, do you? I'll never forget those words. They were so like unexpected. And I was like, well, actually I do. And 10 years later, at that medical institution, the head of reproductive endocrinology published a landmark paper on how dangerous BPA was for women's reproductive health, including the fact that it was banned in shopping receipts and airline tickets, because women are the most likely to handle those, in two states at that time, right off the bat. So these chemicals, BPA, not used in Europe. It's not in the water bottles. It's not in the things. There's so many of these. And then a lot of developing countries or poorer countries, they don't have as many commodities. So you're more likely to go to the market and get the fresh food if you live. Like when I was in, I spent a month doing medical care in Haiti, and you know, you had what was available locally. It was a goat, it was whatever fruit and vegetables. So you're not getting as much of the body products. Those are luxury products. So it is starting to increase all over the world, just like diabetes and heart disease and all these other Western diseases do start to trickle to everywhere else. But we have some special thinkers in our people who make our policies here, that industry trumps personal health.
Yeah, and money trumps all here in the United States of America. You have a chapter in your book, Hormone Intelligence, called The Hidden Epidemic, which I'm sure is everything you've covered so far that we've talked about. Why do you think this is such a hidden epidemic? Like, why are you like one of the only people talking about this?
Yeah, I mean, there are some of us talking about it for sure, but there are a few reasons. One, we ourselves as women grew up with a lot of shame and stigma. So it's not necessarily so easy to talk about your menstrual problem or painful sex or things that people are experiencing a lot more than people realize.
Right.
So there's that. We might not talk about it. Or you know what? We might just think it's normal. I was just talking with a woman the other day whose mother had periods from hell. That's how she described it. Every month, just bent over in pain, couldn't do things. So when she herself was 13 or 14 and got her first period and had periods from hell, she thought that was just normal. So it's hidden because we don't even know what's normal and not. There are also some really significant and interesting biases that go way, way back in medicine that lead to the dismissal of women's hormonal health concerns. So migraine headaches, until the 1990s, you could find in the medical literature that migraine headaches were due to women not wanting to fulfill their wifely duties.
Oh my God.
So frigid. Endometriosis was attributed to being a working woman. If you are a woman of color, there are tropes and biases and myths that go all the way back to slavery, which is that Black women can handle pain better. I mean, it's so clear why those tropes were created, because then we can do anything to a Black or brown body. But these beliefs insidiously have trickled through to modern medicine, where if a Black woman is reporting pain to a doctor, she's more likely even than a white woman. Both are likely to be dismissed, but even more likely to be told you can handle it. It's normal, et cetera, et cetera. So there are so many layers, from the biases that make us not talk about things to the biases in medicine that dismiss us, to the fact that what's common and normal are not the same. Just because 80% of women experience something doesn't mean it's normal or healthy. It just means that everybody has it. So we're seeing this with puberty, for example. It's really astonishing. So our great grandmothers and grandmothers would have gone into puberty maybe between like, well, they would have gotten their first period between like 14 and 16. So maybe started into puberty 12 years old. What happens now is that it's not that we say there's an abnormal range for girls to go into puberty. We say that it's normal as long as it's within 2 years of the average population. So if the average population is now having their period or going into puberty at 9 or 10, well, 7 is within 2 years of 9. And so, well, that's now considered normal because it's so common. And so we have to rethink what common and normal are. And as women, we have to talk about it. And the medical system, on so many levels, so many biases have to change.
I Totally agree with that. Dr. Rom, I got to take a quick break. We got to talk about the Good Deeds app right now. If you have not downloaded the Good Deeds app yet, what are you waiting for? If you want me to tell you more about the Good Deeds app, that's exactly what I'm about to do right now. So I'm hoping that's what you wanted, because that's what's happening in this moment right now. I'm talking about the Good Deeds app from Michael Orr, former NFL great, Super Bowl champion, and subject of the film The Blind Side. He has now dedicated his entire life to helping people. And one of the things that he's doing, one of the many things, I should say, that Michael Orr is doing, is he has created the Good Deeds app, which what it does is super simple. It connects people that want to help with people that need help. No middleman. You know exactly where your money is going if you decide to spend money. If not, you can simply just help an old person and walk down the street or give a ride to somebody. You never know what somebody may need until you download the Good Deeds app. It's super simple to use. And like I said, it just connects people. And we should all be about connection in this day and age. So if you're looking to help somebody out, or if you know somebody that needs help, or you need help yourself, download and sign up for the Good Deeds app. Have you done a good deed lately? Now back to the episode. Dr. Rom, what are some of the signs that women may be having hormonal problems?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's never, women ask me how much menstrual pain is normal. And I'm like, none. Wow. It's normal to have a little aching or twinging or maybe a little cramps because your uterus is working a little bit harder, but you shouldn't ever be in pain. You shouldn't ever have to reach for ibuprofen, and you should not have to be on opioids, you know, for gynecologic pain. And there are women who are, because they have undiagnosed endometriosis, which is a important medical condition that gets missed. It takes a woman in the United States 9 years on average of multiple different doctors to get a diagnosis of that. So women are on narcotics for what they think is just really painful periods. This is crazy. So pain every month, not normal. Blowing through more than 6 or 8 pads or tampons in a day. That's a heavy period. And it may be that you lean, you know, you tend to have a little bit more heavy periods, but if that's causing you fatigue, anemia, lack of focus and concentration, you know, just low energy to get up and go to work, that's a problem. Wildly irregular menstrual cycles is a problem. And then, you know, it takes time to get pregnant. We're diagnosing people with infertility way too quickly. It's a huge, by 2026, it's expected, the fertility industry in the United States is expected to be a $30 billion a year industry. It's one of the biggest growth industries. So we're telling people to go far too soon to get reproductive assistance, but you should be able to get pregnant within a year of trying. Skipping periods. We shouldn't be skipping periods. If you're skipping periods, you might be underweight. You might be under too much stress. So those are some of the other things. And then sleep problems, thyroid problems. These are all, you know, hormones as well that control all of this. Struggling with your blood sugar. And, you know, it's so important that these symptoms get addressed early, because they're not just reproductive problems. They're a sign of other things going on. So it can be too much inflammation. It can be insulin resistance, things that lead to problems like diabetes and heart disease and obesity and dementia later on, that as women, we have kind of a monthly scorecard, if you will, that allows us to check in and see how things are going. It's kind of a biological advantage if you think about it.
In your book, Hormone Intelligence, you provide like a 6-week nutrition, lifestyle, and natural medicine plan. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I feel like not enough people in the medical world really talk about nutrition enough. It's always medications and stuff like that. And it's like a lot of this can be solved by diet. And yeah, I know you're totally an advocate for that. So talk about that.
Yeah. You know, in medical school, we basically are taught that the disease started the day you got the diagnosis, rather than looking at the years or decades of what we've been eating, what we've been exposed to, the pharmaceuticals we've been taking, and all the unintended consequences those have, like rampant use of antibiotics. So, and I will tell you, 7 years of medical education between residency and medical school, there was one class on nutrition, and wow, it was a celebrity professor who spent 20 minutes reading a poem and then 20 minutes talking about food. It was, wow, that was it. And so, of course, I learned what I learned before medical school as a midwife and an herbalist and just trying to live a healthy life, and doing, I'm such a geek for the research. But so basically the book says there's a lot more to health than what happens in the doctor's office. In fact, 98% of it is what we do on a day-to-day basis. It's the choices we make. And what I do in the book is I unpack the 6 common areas that lead to the 7 most common gynecologic and hormonal problems. So all the period problems, PMS, heavy periods, all that, uterine fibroids, endometriosis, polycystic ovary syndrome, fertility challenges, difficulties with perimenopause and menopause, and chronic recurrent urinary and vaginal infections. And in that, I also talk just like what's going on down there,
right.
Low sex drive, all of that. And so there are kind of six main roads that go there: what we eat, how well we're sleeping, our stress levels and how we're responding to stress, what's going on in our gut microbiome, our detoxification systems. And I don't mean like a juice fast or a detox. I mean our actual metabolic detoxification. And then the kind of a fun area that I talk about is how we can actually support the health of our ovaries with our diet and lifestyle and very specific targeted supplements that can really support ovulation, fertility, but also aging more easily and going into menopause more easily. To me, look, this is, there's a role for pharmaceuticals and there's a role for surgery.
Right.
And the reason I went to medical school with a very happy, healthy career as a midwife and herbalist and an author was to bridge the gap that needed to be bridged so that when folks needed that information or those prescriptions, I could do it. But there's a huge bridge that needs to be gapped between what medicine understands and what really creates health. And that's what I've tried to do in this book, is say what really creates hormone health. And since hormones affect everything, if you're affecting your hormone health positively, you are affecting your entire life and well-being and longevity positively.
And my final question before I let you out of here, because I know you're doing probably a million of these today.
Yeah, but it's fun talking with you.
I have to ask, what do men like me who know nothing, because women's health is really not taught in any form of school, and we just go by a lot of BS that we've learned word of mouth, which is awful. What do men need to know and understand about women's hormone intelligence?
Yeah. So completely? The first thing I'm going to say to all you men listening is don't ever say, are you just hormonal or are you just on your period? No matter what she says to you, like, babe, what do you need?
Noted.
Babe, what can I do? Babe, I'm listening to your feelings. Bring them on. I'm serious. You will get brownie points, but your communication and relationship will be a lot better. I would say read the book. It's an unexpected side effect, if you will, of publishing this book, but I'm hearing from men like you, like, oh, wow, I'm learning a thing or two in here. And so I would say it's a great book to just read it. Read it with your partner or just read the first chapter, because that's, I'm not the first, the first part of the book. You don't have to read all about the diet stuff and all that, but read the first part where it really explains what's happening through the different phases of menstrual cycle and life cycles. But if you really want to, like, you really want to get some points, do the plan with your partner, because if it's good for female hormones, it's good for you too. It's good for fertility. It's good for sex drive. It's good for long-term health, blood sugar, et cetera, et cetera. I'm also going to tell you all about another book, though. It's not just my book. Definitely get my book. But there's also a book called Come As You Are by Emily Nagoski. So if you want to know about women's bodies, between my book, you'll learn about the hormones. In that book, you'll learn about everything that turns on and turns off the sex breaks. And it's a really well-written book, but also a powerful book for creating relationship through intimacy. So my book, that book, you'll be golden.
Dr. Aviva Ram, by far one of the most intelligent people I've spoken with on this podcast. So thank you so much for doing this. I've learned so much in 15 minutes, and thank you. Like, you're great. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's really fun.
This episode of the Dola White Podcast is brought to you by the Good Deeds app. Now, sometimes when we make donations, we really don't know where that money is going, but that is not the case with the Good Deeds app. The Good Deeds app directly connects people that want to help with people that need help. Now, I know a lot of times when we think of the word help, we think of money, but that's not always the case. There may be an elderly person in your neighborhood that needs help moving some furniture, or a college kid that needs a ride to work. You literally never know how much your good deeds can really make a difference in someone's life. So download the Good Deeds app and start making those differences today. Have you done a good deed lately? I want to say thank you once again to my guest, Dr. Aviva Ram. She was amazing. I was blown away by her. You can follow her on the gram right now at dr.aviva.ram. Again, follow her on the gram, dr.aviva.ram. Follow me as well while you got the app open at DolaWhite101, DOLEWITE101. And make sure you follow the Good Deeds app as well, at
Good Deeds app. Brand new episode drops Thursday morning. My guest will be comedian Josh Black. Super funny guy. If you're from Nashville, you're already very familiar with him. If you're not, you're going to get familiar with him this Thursday. Great episode dropping Thursday morning, man. Thank you for checking out the podcast. If you're listening on Apple, make sure you give me those 5 stars. Maybe write a nice review. Say some good things. Yeah, it'd be nice of you. If you're listening on any other platform, make sure that you're following or subscribing. That way, you get push notifications when new episodes drop. Back Thursday with Josh Black, brand new episode. Thank you again for checking out the podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.